Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Previously on A New Winter, I'll show you. I know who he is, and I'll take you to him. But first, she said, I recommend that you buy a gun. This is episode 10 of A New Winter. Going to get a gun from? Don't worry, Nicola said. I know where you can buy one. I had a sudden fear that I was being led into a trap. Hold on, I said. Why on earth do I need a gun? How do I know you won't take me somewhere to be robbed and killed or something? Well, I guess you don't, she said with a thick Polish accent. But if we're to find your German, we need to get a gun. There's a house around here where certain men go who would rather die than be exposed. If something happens, if they feel threatened in any way, you'll be killed. You'll need to defend yourself, and I recommend you keep it on you afterwards. I felt slightly lightheaded. What the hell had I got myself into? Come with me, she said, and grabbed me by the hand. We still have time. I followed her down the street. So, I began talking, and she shushed me. No, she said, we don't talk. It's too dangerous. But don't I need money or something to get a gun? I'll get you the gun. You just take it. Why are you even helping me? I asked. I don't understand. Girls, she told me. They disappear here. The police, they do nothing. Girls are there one day and not the next. My sister, she was one of them. She's been gone for 8 months now. And I don't know where. You don't seem like the others. You're young, for a start. I want you to do what you have to stop them. At that moment, and as tragically pathetic as it sounded, I just wanted to go home and see my mum and just have a cup of tea and forget about this whole thing. Nicola could clearly see my apprehension. Look, she grabbed me by the arm. You're scared. I understand. I get it. But you've made it this far, and I think you can go further still. Do you want to stop? Because if so, I'll go back and we'll pretend this never happened. Your friend might not be so lucky. My heart raced. Poor Jackie. I mean, I wondered what she was going through this very moment. Look, can we just stake this place out? I asked. Wait for him to come in and out. No, it doesn't work like that. She shook her head, angrily. You don't just go through the front door. If you really want your German, you have to go inside. It's the only way you'll ever find him. And where will you be when all this happens? I asked. Well, not with you, she answered. And at least she was truthful, I thought. I'll be outside, but near. Now you must hurry. We have to find it before the sun rises. They'll all be gone by then. The cold had dropped slightly, and the wind felt like it was ripping my face apart like razor blades. We came to a closed milk factory, and I'd been past it hundreds of times, but never really noticed it. I mean, I never understood why it hadn't become flats or something already, but maybe this was why. As we walked up to the back gate, Nicola just stood there, looking in. What are we doing? I asked. Shh, she shushed me again. and she just stood there, looking into the shadows. And then, from out of nowhere, came a dark figure. A skinny white guy, with a goatee and a ponytail. He looked like something like a bad guy, straight from some 80s action film. And he slowly approached the gate from the shadows. He was looking at Nicola the whole time, as if I wasn't even there. They spoke in another language, Polish, I imagine. And then he walked off. I went to speak again, but she shushed me. After a couple of minutes, he came back with a tiny little leather pouch. Some crosswords were said to one another, and then he handed her the pouch. But before he walked away, he looked at me. It wasn't a look of menace or anything like that. It was more like a look of something like, I hope you're prepared for this. And I knew then, at that very moment, there was no turning back. I was well and truly involved now. We walked away, and as soon as the factory was out of sight, she handed me the pouch. Have you used one of these before? She asked me. No, I answered. Of course I bloody haven't. It's just like the movies, she said. Remember, the safety's on, but the bullet's loaded. Look inside. She unzipped it, and I saw a black gun, and to this day, I have no idea what make or model it was. I remember thinking it looked like a fake gun, like it was some kind of prop. Here's the safety, she said, and pointed to a little bit of metal at the side of the gun. You just flip it like this, which she did, and there you go, it's ready to shoot. Okay, well, what if I miss? What if I miss, or if I need more bullets? Well, quite frankly, she said, you're fucked. Don't miss, and don't run out of bullets. I could feel myself sweating in the cold. I didn't like this one bit. I mean, did I even care this much about Jackie? It was a horrible thought, but it's thoughts like this that are running through my head. We go now, she said. We go to your German. She took the gun out and stuffed it into the front of my jeans under my t-shirt. The cold metal against my skin made me even more aware that it was there. And truth be told, I was scared. We walked for another mile or so away from the town until we reached an isolated country home that looked quiet enough and, to be frank, looked rather quaint. We're here, she said. And I thought, well, she must be joking. Here? I asked. This can't be it. Don't let it fool you. Evil lies within that house. You only get the one chance with this. So, what do? I asked. We go around the back. The window's all boarded up except one, in the top corner, and that's where someone sits as a lookout. You need to stay out of sight of that one window. There's an entrance beneath the shed in the back. That's where they take... Well, it's where they take the ones that they like. It's unguarded, but it's the only entrance or exit that I know of. How the rest of them get in and out, I don't know. Oh, so you've been here before then, I asked, not really thinking about what I was asking. Yes, she said, and so has my sister. They do things in there that... Well, just be warned. You cannot look shocked. No matter what happens in there, don't look shocked. Think about something else. Focus on something like your hands or your feet. Just don't be shocked because they'll sniff you out. Well, if I wasn't scared before, I was really scared now. In fact, I was shaking. I knew I was way out of my depth. Why can't we just call the police? I asked. She slapped me hard across the face. You don't think the police already know this place exists? They think it's some kind of brothel, some swingers kink club. They know important people go here. They can't check it out. You have to be strong. Find your German. Do what you must, but you must look tough in there. They'll sense your weakness, and you're on your own now. So go. Wait. How do I even know if he's in there? I asked. You don't. And if he's not, then you come back. And we keep coming back. But I know that he comes here. And after what you pulled at the Lion Bar, this is the only place left that will satisfy him. I nodded, readjusted the gun in my jeans, and walked towards the back of the house. There I saw the tiny shed that she spoke about. I suddenly thought about Kate, how they were all led to the barn, one by one. And was this happening to me? Was I about to suffer the same fate? The empty void that hung in the air and the lack of anything alive around here frightened me. In fact, it shook me to my core. I looked back, but I couldn't see Nicola. I felt like I was walking towards my own death. I mean, that's what I kept telling myself. Yet, onwards I went, my feet almost working autonomously from my body. How did I know that the gun wasn't a ruse? What if it didn't work? What if I was being set up with a gun from another murder, walking into a trap for being blamed for something I didn't do, but I'd be dead so I couldn't even argue my side? Yet now I stood before the door to the shed, the answers lying on the other side. I opened it slowly and just saw at the back another trapdoor. Oh, I thought, this is what Father Reynolds must have had. The link here was more than a coincidence, surely. I listened and I could hear voices and a bit of laughter. Some female noises, tiny screams and what sounded like, I don't know, sex noises. I prepared myself and I walked down into the tunnel, down into the dirt, down underneath this cursed village.
If you enjoy the show, please leave a review on your podcast platform of choice. For more info, including how you can support the show, please visit anewwinter.com. Music today was by Kevin MacLeod, Purple Planet Music, and We Talk of Dreams. Thank you for listening to A New Winter.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.